Everyone's pointing, oh, Classical's doing this. They set this up so that way they could win titles. No.
Benefits a few people on the board, mainly, and I think that's the end of it.
Oh, they want to win titles like anybody else.
And I think that's the end of it.
All these teams, this Division 3 is going to be competitive from top to bottom.
Division 2 agreed to no Division 1 and just one championship. Like, that doesn't even sound right. So, like you've been saying, this realignment benefits a few people on the board, mainly, and I think that's the end of it.
Every single coach in the state should be saying that.
The new Division 2 agreed to no Division 1 and just one championship. Like, that doesn't even sound right. So, like you've been saying, this realignment benefits a few people on the board, mainly, and I think that's the end of it. You know what I'm saying? Because it makes no sense that we have one Division 1, a huge Division 2, or huge Division 3.
Every single administrator in the state should be saying that. And if the words "we can't win in this division" ever come out of your mouth, you're in the wrong.
Yeah, right already. I get it, man. I'm gonna be live right now. Everyone's like, yo, where you at? Oops, I'm not even on the Damn, I keep messing everything up today, man. Messing it all up. What's going on, man? It's your boy Mikey, man. How we doing, man? You already know where you are, man. You know, big shout out to the people that always help make this possible, man. Go pick up your copy of Through the Smoker if you haven't already. Can we support Pastor Pennington, Coach Pennington? Go to rallypointmensministries.org. From what I'm hearing, it's a great book. Anybody that is coaching these kids should definitely. And big shout out to my right Coal Banker, Coastal Homes, a presidential award winner. We always support those that support youth sports, man. Big shout out to Voice Sports out there doing their thing. 22 states now, Voice Sports. So if you're looking to have your game promoted, you need to have interviews done, you want to have somebody come out to your field. Now, 22 states, they might have a voice reporter in your state. Definitely check that out because they're doing all the showcase. You know, they got the big unfinished business tour coming up. But what's going on, everybody, man? Big shout out to all you guys, man. Are we listening to what the kids have to say? Are we listening to the youth? Are we? You know, big shout out what breakthrough got going on. I seen the other day that two freshman kids in Rhode Island actually are talking to D1 programs. If I'm not mistaken, it's been so busy, man. You know, we're going to talk about some coaching today. We're going to talk about some vacancies going on in coaching, some jobs that are available. We're going to get into all that, man, because look, since the EWG thing popped off, and we're going to talk about that, you got Charahoe. You got that coach that came in, Coach Russo. I know he played at Bishop Hendrick, and I think he had like a horseshoe kidney or something horseshoe was inside him. I think he had a kidney and he couldn't play, and they came up with like some kind of protective thing. But anyway, he goes on coaching college, and then he ends up popping up at Charahoe. He takes over for Rick Martin. Some of you might remember his son, Josh Martin, which coached at EWG. What was it, about a year ago? Rick Martin coached there. And then, so now, Russo coaches a couple years, you know, because everybody makes the playoffs last season. You know, it kind of helped Charahoe. Well, I mean, they had a good team. I ain't taking nothing away from Charahoe, but they get into the playoffs, you know. They, an unfortunate game against, it didn't work out Pilgrim's way. But I think they'll bounce back. That's a whole nother story. That game did definitely not go Pilgrim's way, but Charahoe, Russo, he steps down this year. He goes up to where? Worcester State to be a running back coach. And don't they got the kid from Woonsocket? So I heard they don't need a running back coach as long as they got Kevon Davis. Is it Kevon Davis? Am I saying that wrong? If so, just correct me. So we have Chatterhill. So he leaves. And I'm wondering if I don't even really know who's the new coach at Chatterhill. But with Chatterhill having three different towns, you got Charlestown, you got Richmond, and you got Hopkinton all in, you know, in that Chatterhill school district. So I would say that they would have to post a job on School Springs unless they name the assistant coach Silver as an interim coach. You know, so but Chatterhill looks like one of the better coaching jobs that are available, if it even still is available. I don't even know. Somebody might correct me. You know, they have three different towns that you could pull from. They got a technical program, so you could definitely, I'm not going to use the word recruit, you can use pathways to your advantage. You know, so is Chatterhill a good coaching job to come in and get? Rick Martin had his struggles over there. A lot of people know, you know, but to be fair with Coach Martin, I'm not sure if the assistants and the school administration was on Rick Martin's side when he was over there, because I remember he had some decent players. Rick Martin leaves, they invest all these money in these Speedflex helmets that have sensors inside them. So if you didn't know, yeah, Chatterhill actually has sensors in their helmets that are connected to an iPad. And y'all thought I was stupid. They're connected to an iPad and it could actually sense the impact. So when each player is hit, you can actually see what player is hit the hardest and who really needs to come out. What other coaching jobs? Tiverton. Coach Murray. You know, I had a few ill things to say about Coach Murray, and I didn't mean no disrespect. I probably didn't read into it enough. But I didn't realize Coach Murray was over there since what? 1977, he steps into the Tiverton as an assistant coach, maybe, and I think he takes over again in 1981. But in that amount of time, I think he shares the list with four other coaches that have more than 200 wins. So congratulations to him. I just didn't do the math and see, well, what does that commute to? You've been there since 81 as a head coach, and just say from 81 till now, you got 200 and I think it was, let me find it. Oh, just to let you know, Russo ended up the first year he took over, he was ranked 33rd in the state. And 1 year later, and nationwide, he was 11,666. And then 1 year later, he was 9,446. Anyway, I'm trying to find the notes I had on Tiverton. Yeah, Bob Murray, man. Sometimes I think no matter what I'm going to say about Bob Murray is I think he stayed too long. I think he should have got out the year Gaychuk left to go up to UMass, the younger Gaychuk, not the older Gaychuk. Shout out to both them kids. But I think Bob Murray should have probably left then. He stayed on a couple years too long. And kind of like Kenny Rogers says, you got to know when to fold them. And, you know, salute to Bob Murray. I don't think he really knew when to really call it quits. And that's the problem with a lot of the coaches right now. They don't know when enough is enough. And I say that in the most respectful way. Because I definitely do not mean any disrespect, definitely to Coach Murray, because everything that Coach Murray did up at Tiverton from 77 to 2021. I mean, come on. You take over as head coach in 81, all these years later, 223 wins. That's very impressive for Coach Murray. So salute to him for dealing with, how can you deal with an administration for that long? Oh, my God. Imagine the school committees this guy had to deal with. He was the AD, but imagine all the ADs and all the pain in the butts this dude really had to deal with all that time. I know coaches that are with, you know, a team a couple years, and it's like a pain in the butt, man. So, yeah, so salute to him, because not a lot of coaches actually made it to 200 wins, you know? I would definitely say Coach Murray is legendary. See, I wouldn't use the word legend like my counterpart at my counterpart. What am I saying? Like, you know, the dude over at the Journal, because he's legendary. And that's who you name divisions after. Speaking of that, that's definitely who you name divisions after. You don't name division like, you know, and I'm sure many of you seen, you know, you name divisions after people like Murray, Coach Misnicki. You know, who's the LaSalle coach? I got it written down somewhere. Hang on. Cronin Brook, another coach, Coach Topper. These are people that you name divisions after. Let me see if I got this video, because Eric, my boy Eric, said that if we would have named the division, the Quiddy Pay division, nobody. He said nobody. Nobody would have an issue with it. And respect to Quiddy Pay, I mean, what he did was crazy. I think this is it.
Division One was named after a player. If you called it the Quiddy Pay division, no, nobody would be chirping about this. The administrators don't want to do it. So a lot of people want a bigger Division One. The bigger problem, I think, is that the fact that they name these divisions Division One, Two, Three, it would be easier to understand, easier to take, and you would go with it. So, but because they're calling it Division One and only putting four teams, it looks ridiculous. So the perception of it is way different than what it actually is.
Oh, yeah. So if we called it the Quiddy Pay division, the reception of it, like, oh, yeah, we'll look at it so much different. Like, that's what I mean. You name divisions after somebody that has 200 wins, like any four of these guys. Salute to them, because this is what this is about. You know, and I can get in on this guy all day long, but we got other business to do today. But I still think Coach Murray did stay around a little longer than he should have. Scituate. Let's talk about Scituate a little bit. You know, that was a big surprise. I mean, how many people really seen Coach D'Souza, all the hype that he's been picking up that program over the last year? You know, came on the podcast last season, preseason strong, you know, said all the right things. Oh, before I get into that, I'm sorry. See, my head got rattled. I'm jumping ahead. Let's Tivenin. I apologize. Damn. See, that's where I need to take notes. So Murray steps down and Dylan Sheridan ends up taking over, right? I think Dylan Sheridan went to URI, if I'm not mistaken, you know. So Dylan Sheridan ends up taking over the program. And I said it before that I thought they would have went outside of the program, but they bring in Dylan Sheridan. And from what I understand, he went to Narragansett High School and he was an exceptional lacrosse player, football player. And guess what? He's the youngest coach in the league. Like, shout out to Dylan Sheridan. Mikey Washington was for about, what did we figure it was? 26 minutes? Or 6 days, whatever it was. But congratulations to Dylan Sheridan. All right, so. And Tivenin is young. Tivenin had a young freshman team. You know, so we'll see what Tivenin does down there in Division Four. All right. Let's talk Scituate. Like I was saying, a lot of people, I think, were definitely surprised when Coach D'Souza said he was resigning. And I know people are hearing a lot of things. You know what I mean? And the only one that really knows is Coach D'Souza and whoever, you know, inside of that building and a few other people. But I like what Coach D'Souza was doing. He was saying the right things last season. You know, he has Eddie Insko as his defensive coordinator. You know, Dave Valley. He brings in Eddie Harrison this season, and I thought that was like, that was suave right there, bringing in Eddie Harrison. But one, Eddie Harrison has the Rhode Island Gridiron Club. Shout out to them. Not the Rhode Island Gridiron. It's Rhodey Gridiron. It's a football training program up in the Scituate area. And then Dave Valley. You know, Dave Valley, another URI guy. I believe he was working with the linemen. Dave Valley now is actually a line coach on Breakthrough. That happened the day that Coach D'Souza stepped down. Oh, yeah, yeah. Nah, them are some nasty comments. I can't say that. I'm not going to do stuff like that. But Dave Valley, shout out to Dave Valley. He's going to be over there at Breakthrough. So what's going to go on over there at Scituate now? Where is Derek D'Souza going to end up? You know, I heard they had like 30 kids in the gym over there these last couple of weeks. You know, so what people have been telling me that they had 30 kids in the gym. I know they was expecting a big young class. They're a big pathway school. So we're not sure, you know, who's going to take over that program now. But they're definitely going to have a big, solid team. They definitely have, I think I and many other people. Shout out to the kid Wolfie, because I think he is definitely going to be one of the premier quarterbacks in the league. And he's definitely going to be the best quarterback in that Division IV. I mean, he was great quarterback last year. He's doing great things at camp. And what does Mike Govan do? I know that around Thanksgiving time, Mike Govan goes on the staff. I'm not sure if he's on the staff. I know he's connected with the West Warwick Steelers, so I'm not sure what he does. So, you know what? Let's put Eddie Insko as head coach of that program. Huh? Let's clap it up for Eddie. Eddie should take over that program. So we'll see, you know, maybe he could turn it around. You know, they went 2-9, young team. Definitely, if I noticed anything about Scituate, the organization was, there wasn't a lot of organization on the field. You know what I mean? They definitely, you know, and if I have 50 kids, I mean, why am I stepping down? You know what I mean? But I hope everything works out. Like, you know, I don't know anything. I know that Coach D is no longer there, and it wouldn't be fair on him for me to just assume things. Even though, like, I heard all the rumors, like y'all heard all the rumors. But only Coach D knows, you know, who knows? Maybe he'll be like in greener pastures coming up. You know what I mean? Who knows? Maybe we'll see him popping up at another program. maybe there was good merit for him resigning. But I just don't see Coach D leaving them kids like that. Even though, you know, I don't even know if the guy likes me or not, but, you know, shout out to him. But the way he talked about that program, I don't see any reason, any situation that Coach Derek D'Souza steps down from that program willingly. Unless it was something really serious. He really said Scituate was in a turnaround, a different direction. You heard me all season talk about Scituate was a young team. You know, I think they was going to be one of the better teams in Division IV, even though I would kid around with Ponagansett saying, oh, you guys ran to Division III running from Scituate. I mean, that's a little kind of joke. But, I mean, I don't even think them two programs can play each other anymore per the administration. You know, because of things that went back and forth between the two. And listen, this is football. Us cross-town football programs, this is about fun. This ain't about hatred. It's not about clowning anybody. You know, Pawtucket has two high schools. they don't have hatred going back and forth between Toman and Shea. We can never allow that. So hopefully that relationship can be mended. But whatever happens with Situate, you got to get a coach in there now. Like, a lot of these school people, school administrators, I don't think they realize that it's year-round. This is a year-round thing now. You can't just step in August and start your car and say, oh, I'm gonna get these boys ready for football. We're going to go out on that field, and we're going to sock it to them. It don't work like that no more. This is a year-round game. And here we go. You know, and some of the older coaches are in their feelings, you know, and because these younger coaches are outworking them, outshining them, and what do? You pull this optics. Okay, let's say you pull optics, because that's the word. That's the word that the politicians of Rhode Island football are using. Oh, it's optics. It was the formula, optics. And then when you say, well, the formula here, and then, you know, like I always bring up Tollgate. I bring up Mount Pleasant. The formula. You want to say the formula. You know why Mount Pleasant is successful? Because Jay Addison runs a tight ship over there. 25, 30 kids tops. And that's my word. Yo, I don't think that team, since Deuce Addison was a freshman, I remember they had two seniors when Deuce Addison was a freshman on Mount Pleasant. Coach Fortin said 12 months. I don't think that it was I don't think there was two seniors on Mount Pleasant when Deuce Addison was a freshman. Shout out to Deuce Addison. Yeah, definitely. Shout out to him. So we'll have to see what Situate is definitely going to do. You know, one thing I did want to touch on, and I'll probably wait till a little bit later. I want to touch on, why are these high school kids still playing youth football? That's something I want to know. And something else I want to touch on soon, youth wrestling. You know what I mean? I'm finding out that there's no physical required from youth wrestling. And I'm seeing kids that are 2-3 years apart. And their weight differential is only a couple pounds. But that's something else that I think we need to talk about, because there is definitely something that we can, you know, a teachable moment there. A teachable moment. So what other jobs? Rogers. Let's talk about Rogers real quick, because that's an easy one, right? Newsom steps down. Now, every year around this time, you're asking coaches, hey, coach, you lose your job yet? The days early is kind of what I heard. Ask me at the end of the day, because a lot of these schools, every year, they put these jobs up for bid. Rogers is like that. Boroughville's like that. Ponagansett's like that. A lot of programs are like that every year. But now we hear Newsom actually stepped down. We heard that a couple weeks ago. But he's going to stay inside the school. He actually has the choice to pick his successor. Does anyone know who the Newsom successor is? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody? Nobody? Okay. Who else? Rogers, they used to be a good school when they had the military base up there. If you go back and look at all Rogers has been able to put together, pretty incredible. What's going on in West Warwick School today, man? There's a memo going around. Somebody, inappropriate touching. They were put on administrative leave. I gotta get the, let me see if I can find it. Yeah, I was like, yo, this is crazy. Before we go on about the next school. This is definitely crazy. You got North Kingstown that's doing naked fat test. What's up with that? Ain't that a wrestling thing? Not a basketball thing? thought that was a wrestling thing. Like, and I don't even see where there is a situation where you would ask a kid to get naked to check his fat. Like, you can't pick up your shirt. You can't see what I'm wearing. You're asking kids to get naked. Get out of here, man. Kick rocks. You weirdo. East Greenwich. I seen that in the news. Volleyball. Inappropriate. Like, what's going on with these people, man? Situate High School. Another one. I don't know if it was the wrestling coach resigns, you know? Who knows what's up with that? Because you hear all different stories. I don't, you know what? Maybe I just speak too much truth. But yeah, and now we have West Warwick. I think it was at Quinn Elementary School. Was it elementary school or middle school? Whatever school Quinn is. They said a staff member was put on, I want to say they said leave. So I assume it was a union worker, which kind of makes me think it might have been a teacher. Because I think if it wasn't a union worker, they, all right, you got to go, you're fired. But they brought it up to the West Warwick police, so we'll definitely have to let them. I'm just saying, like, where are all the weirdos coming from? And why are we letting the weirdos in the building? Why are we letting the weirdos in the building? What other coaching jobs did we not cover? Let's see. I know I want to talk about Shea. That's something I definitely want to talk about them. EWG, man. Let's talk about EWG, man. Shout out to everybody over there. Everybody knows the story. Like that pro, like, I don't even know where to stop with EWG. I really don't. I don't even know where to stop. But we know who's not getting the job. You want to know who is the three finalists? Give me a thumbs up and I'll tell you. But you can't tell nobody. All right. I'll tell you. Nah, in just a minute. What happens with EWG? Everyone knows the Coach Fortin fiasco. Coach of the year. Gets him to the Super Bowl. Oh, I got thumbs up. People. All right, you know what? I know every staff member, all the staff members combined that was on Coach Fortin's staff, they didn't get the job. Few of them applied for it. Big shoes to fill. Respect to them. They didn't get the job. The finalist is Stringfellow from Tollgate. He's like, no, oh my God. Stringfellow. He's a finalist. The former guy from Mount Hope, the guy I said back on, what was it, like February 13th, I did a podcast about the North Providence head coach. And I said, imagine this scenario. I think his name was Silva. I said his wife works in the building. Perfect scenario. You know what I mean? I said you bring him along. Maybe he'll bring in Dave Cato. You know, it'll be a great, you know, a great situation. You know, so could it be Stringfellow? Who knows? He's a finalist, right? Could it be Silva? It's either Sylvia. He coached Mount Hope. They got rid of him. Then he goes down to the Carolinas. He coaches a couple teams down there. He comes back. I said, it makes sense. His wife works in the building. Now, I ain't even going to say it makes sense because I reached out to the superintendent and I asked him. I said, I heard that it could possibly be this guy. And he said, oh, no, there ain't no insider information that you got the wrong information. I was like, all right, because I heard that. February 13th, I think it was. If you go back and watch the North Providence interview, it's actually, you know, I talked about it then. So I'm glad I was right on the money. Silver or Sylvia is the second one. And the third one is, you know, like this one. Hang on. The third one is all the way from URI. We're going to get a URI coach at EWG. Jim Maselli. Clap it up for Jim Maselli. The secret one that nobody really knew about that. You know, they were so secretive over there. It was tough, man. It was tough, but this is why you don't have a... Never mind. They had a parents committee that was doing the process for the coaching over there. And this is how it ended up going down. Everybody, leaks everywhere. More leaks than a friggin' broken sink in a gun range. Leaks everywhere, man. I could have talked about this a month ago. And everyone be like, oh, Mikey says this. Mikey don't talk about half the stuff Mikey could talk about. That's a fact. Definitely not. But Jim Maselli is actually, he was the head football coach at Bryant from 98 to 04. Then an assistant at Georgetown. Then he became an assistant at URI. Very, very good resume. Very good resume. I couldn't even be mad. Well, I mean, I don't know. Stringfellow, I really don't know the guy. But salute to him. But what has he done at Tollgate to make you think that you can come to EWG and make a difference? Is it because the commute's a little different? Maybe you live closer. Maybe Tollgate's too much of a team. You know, too much to handle. What's the difference which make you come over to EWG? I know I got like probably three more people that hate me in this world. You said three? Three? Now, hey, I don't know any of this to be true. You know how that goes. Anything, you know, this is all opinion. This is all fun. I'm probably going to come home lumped up one day. But I think Silver or Sylvia, whatever it is, Ron, Paul, Jake from State Farm, I think they'll all make great coaches over at EWG. You know what I mean? You heard Coach Fulton say, you know, he left a decent team over there. You know what I mean? And I'm sure all the applicants are going to bounce back. But now what's going to be left over there at Tollgate? Who is going to be a coach over there? You know, when we mentioned this to some people, you know, inside the league, they really thought EWG was going to go a different way. You know, Coach Fulton, there you go. Shout out Coach Fulton just stepping in. He said championship team. I mean, Division Four. We're going to get into North Providence a little bit right now. Now I got that. North Providence, you know, Greg Williams, longtime coach over there. Another guy. Like Kenny Rogers said, you know when to hold them, know when to fold them. You know the drill. Sometimes you got to go. And they hire from inside. I think of Dominic Toretto, right, when I think of this guy because of the last name. So I'll call him Coach Toretto. And shout out to him. They're going to have a new uniforms now, new field, new uniforms, and another program I thought might have. But then again, North Providence, like growing up kind of close to Benton Avenue, North Providence, you know, close enough. They always hire from the inside. North Providence has never done, like, they keep their stuff inside the town. You see how they built the Stop and Shop, right? Exactly. North Providence definitely does their stuff in-house. Shout out to Joey Achado going out to California to play some ball. Congratulations to him. Congratulations to all the kids that are going. My man. Sorry about that. I just had to resign. Yeah, definitely. Shout out to all the young kids that are moving on. Matthias over there at Ponagansett. He's going on to play college. I think a couple of the EWG kids are moving on and they're gonna go to Curry. we already know UMass Dartmouth's mounting up, and we're going to have Coach McCormick on as soon as he has all that official. But I'm putting the over-under at 35. 35 Rhode Island kids this year for UMass Dartmouth. I'm taking the over-under at 35. Who got me? Let's go. Call in the line now. Before I, so North Providence. So we're going to have to see what he does. But that's a guy with a lot of coaching hats on. The coach from North Providence. Like, what does he do? He does, like, he's like a Lincoln wrestling coach, is it? And then he's a softball coach, and now he's the head football coach. So big shout out to him. The next school we're going to talk about. Cliff is in a, absolutely. And a lot of people said that. A lot of people, I had somebody send me a message the other day about Coach Fortin after all the stuff went down with Coach D'Souza. And a lot of people said that, you know, well, this particular coach said that respect to Coach Fortin. You know, he really been standing up lately, and he didn't retaliate and put any negative post out there. So shout out to him. And once I get that text message, I'll, you know what? Hang on. I ain't even going to go there. But, yeah, shout out to all the new coaches. I want to talk about Shea a little bit. You know, shout out to Coach. I know Coach Cook. I know who it is. He definitely is in a better spot now. Definitely, that's a fact. And somebody mentioned that the other day. They said Coach Fulton should just chill out up there, Pano. Win some championships up there with Coach Cook. Do his thing. And, you know, they said you would actually make a good team. But they said, hey, you didn't hear that from me. So I said, okay. Before I go into, you know what, hang on. I want to talk about Shea a little bit. This whole situation with Coach Camp. But before we do that, let me put this quick little video on.
Teams that are Division II teams, Division I and a half teams. And they're the ones who are going to compete. There, if you look at that Division II, and I hate calling it Division II because it really is Division I and a half.
Sandin, see, you've been warned, all right? Let's move forward amicably.
Okay. From 5 to 18, that's a competitive division to build. They're not going to do it overnight.
Not done, because I had nothing to do with it. I didn't put these schedules together, but we got the RIIL schedules, man.
East Providence, they're 17th in this ranking system. With the right coaching in place, the right systems, and the right promotion, East Providence in the next 5 years should be one of the top five teams. There's no excuses not to, other than, are you putting in the work? Are you?
You suck.
You suck, you suck, you suck.
Doing what's necessary for your program to succeed. That's what it comes down to. And if you're doing this, you're going to win more games than not, and then there is no reason to complain. Anyone who's in any of these divisions should be worried. The only thing you should be worried about is competing. How can I compete? It shouldn't be, well, we can't compete. Because if you're saying that and that's your reasoning, you're, what are you doing? Why are you coaching? You're, we're in the wrong division. Why? Why? Because you can't win. Why can't you win? Division three. So for everyone is so hyped up about Classical being in Division three. Again, this isn't Division three. They're basically still in Division two.
You're a moron. You're a moron.
Because Division I is still giant.
This guy, man, it's really, you know, and that's the whole optics. Oh, it's not Division II. We're not in Division III. We really stayed in Division II. You know, it's like 2.5. Like, dude, this guy, man. Ugh. And then he writes a total different article because, you know, his daddy can't let him write that. He don't like the alignment. So, oh, the alignment's good for football on second thought. Dude, you crapped on it, this whole video, man. And I haven't even got on you for going after the parents at East Greenwich, man. I wish I had that video uploaded.
And she posts the whole message. And I think she thought that the whole internet was going to be like, yeah, you got him. Go, you go, girl. This is where the Karens make mistakes, because the internet did not like what she wrote. And the internet proceeded to attack. And I was just sitting there like, I have no clue what I'm doing. Like, I was just keeping my hands out of it. And people are just taking shots at her left and right. And it was, I mean, for me, it was.
Dude, he said, I have no idea what I'm doing. We know that. But what you meant to say was like, I had nothing to do with this. No, you called out a parent. I have never, ever, ever called out a parent, man. Never, never crossed that line, man. That's unprofessional, man. You work for the Journal, man. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But we got to talk a little bit about Shea High School, right, Coach Camp? You know, I hear come around this season, you know, Coach Camp, oh, I'm going to coach 3 more years. I want to coach 3 more years. And then I see a petition going around. And I was like just totally, totally confused, because I was like, why hasn't Shea hired anybody yet? I'm like, what exactly is going on? When are they going to wait? And then I hear that Coach Camp says that he wants to coach another 3 years. And then I see this petition and I'm totally, totally confused. You know what I mean? He's being asked by the city to resign from his coaching position. And I thought he was going to be the citywide athletic director. And I was like, yo, that's bomb. That's awesome. You know what I mean? He sends out these emails to all these coaches. You know what I mean? He gets coach of the year for that reason, because he retired. Like, respect to him, but, and this has nothing to do with him, and people might get mad at me, but he took a job as the athletic director, and he knew that he could not coach anymore. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You have to have accountability. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I understand you've been at this school for 2 decades. Look, Dwayne Miranda, he takes the prout job halfway there. He just like, he really didn't want to do that. I get it. You don't want to walk away from football, but you can't have your cake and eat it too. There has to be accountability. You can't be going to the school board and pressing on them and getting other programs, you know, people to write letters in, you know. Of course it's a conflict of interest. It definitely is. How could it not be a conflict of interest? But and I'm always gonna call it like it is. You know what I mean? I'm definitely gonna always say it the way it is, because so let's get into this petition a little bit. And these AD jobs, these are pretty healthy paying jobs from what I understand. I bet it's better than 80,000. I mean, so I get it that he's been there a long time. And I get it that his players and past players feel they got to be loyal to him. But I think, you know, you're going to be the athletic director. Take that job. Enjoy it. Now, the Toman athletic director is your assistant now. I mean, you had that guy Scanlon back in the day. I mean, and then I see that it also said it's not his choice to hang in his headset, you know, like let Coach Camp decide when he wanted to call it quits. Then anyone that knows him, and I'm not saying he don't put his players first and his teams first, because Shea always been rock, like, shout out Coach Camp. Coach Murray, shout out you. Coach Murray talks about Coach Camp, what a great man he is. And it says here, great leader, which I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying is that you're not being forced out of coaching. You're not being forced out. You took that job to be the athletic director. Maybe there's stuff that I don't know about it. You know what I mean? But from what I've been reading, from what I've been understanding, you took the job to be the AD. And I'm sure you're making some good money, especially Pawtucket, citywide athletic director. Look, get working. 3, 4, 5 years goes by fast, Coach Camp. Before you know it, them two programs be merging. Get working on that. And to be an athletic director, you'd think you have time to really coach that team and do right by that team. You really think you can do that? You know how much goes into being an athletic director, and now you're talking citywide. You're not talking about just Tolman and Shea. You're talking about Tolman, Shea. You're talking about all the middle schools in Pawtucket. That's not an easy job right there. So concentrate on doing that. Make a better program for when that high school is finally built. Merge them two programs together. You got coach of the year. You sent out these emails. I mean, you know, like, it was a big deal. You retiring. You said you retire. But this is looking like that the city of Pawtucket did you dirty. And I'm not saying that they did, but, you know, you read this petition and it does kind of come off that the city of Pawtucket did you dirty. I think he deserves the right to coach until they can show proof that his new position as AD would affect his performance as head coach. They did show proof when he signed a contract to become athletic director. There's a conflict of interest. And I know a lot of his former players stand up for him and shot, I don't, you know, 100. But it's not like he's just the AD of that school. I don't think any of these ADs should be coaching. Keep it a buck. You know what I mean? I don't think any of them should be coaching. Not at all. You know, if it comes down to it, you're getting uniforms for Tolman. You're getting uniforms for Shea. You've been there 20 years. You're going to tell me you're not going to feel a type of way? And the answer that you're going to say is, of course not. That's not true, man. We're not being true to ourselves. Joe Buttons, look, he ruined a whole industry for not being loyal with contracts, man. Come on. You know what I mean? Shout out to you. Respect to you. The things you did over at Shea, I mean, speak for themselves. I mean, you're given the option to replace, to pick your successor. And who do you answer to if you're AD? You know, like, you know, but it's not even about that. But just don't ask the city of Pawtucket to make this decision. Worry about being the athletic director, which you might have already did. I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? But salute to Coach Camp. Everything Coach Camp has done and his resume speaks for it for itself. I mean, we ain't talking about all the Jeffing. I mean, I seen an article. Coach Camp is Pawtucket. Facts. Nobody's denying that. Salute to Coach Camp. But just to be said, you know, this just says that you're being asked by the city to resign from coaching. That's not true. That is not true. I mean, really. I mean, there's so many great stories about you. You know, a lot of people talk great about you, but I mean, look at the big article that the Times wrote, right? It says, one by one, they walked over to pay their respects. There were hugs. The next part of the sequence featured the conveying of words of appreciation. In some ways, the turf surface at Max Reed Field resembled a wake. A chance to say goodbye to a man for 26 seasons poured every ounce of energy inside his body to the Shea football program. And then we had 3 more years. I don't know. Shout out to Coach Camp and everything he's going to do for Pawtucket as an athletic director. And that wasn't to put any kind of, that wasn't to put any negativity on him. But you already know I'm going to talk about these things. Let's see. I mean, yeah, so respect to Coach Camp, but, you know, I just thought that was making the city of Pawtucket look a little bad. And the other problem is you got to hire a coach. What are you going to wait till August? Like, where's Shea going to be then? Tough Division 2. Not 2 point, not 1.5, not Division 1. Division 2. Very, very tough Division 2. I got to say, man, besides all the BS optics in that formula, there are some decent games in these schedules. Some people have it easier than others.
Let me see. What else?
People are going to be mad at me, huh? They're going to be like, yo, dude, I mean, it is what it is, man. You just got to honor your contract, man. This guy. You know what? I mean, this one was the best, huh? I mean, the grass is tall already, WG. Like, this dude really, 1 week he did, he said, oh, yeah, the kid's knee was down. EWG got screwed. He must have went home, got a voicemail. Next thing you know, the grass is longer at EWG.
A paranoid, I can't sleep with pockets deep. Got rest on me, why they watching me? I'm pushing P, I'm pushing P,
pushing P,
I'm pushing P, yeah. Pushing P, yeah, pushing P, turn me up, P, pointers in the paddock in my piece, I'm pushing P,
cop new hammers for my P, we don't want no peace.
Got a spot across the spot, just for peace.
Drop the data, now we plotting, exotic peas. She not a lesbian for peace, she turned lesbian. Push a P,
I'm push a P. On capital P, I write the president, count president.
Push a P.
Portuguese on her knees, mopping down a P. She let me squeeze and she leave, cause she keep a P.
Private suite, privacy, don't push a P.
Purple paint, pink.
Yo, what you all think of Central Knights' new uniforms? Yo, salute to what Coach Washington is doing. And not because it's a Division I school and he's going to chill with the big dogs. Not because of that, because the environment that he has to coach in. I live not far from there, like, just, you know, walking by Crossroads over there, the old YMCA building that a lot of people say, oh, that's the YMCA building. Nah, that's like a, that's a homeless shelter now. Cliff cuts the grass. That's a homeless shelter now over there. You drive by it, there's kids doing drugs, all kinds of things going on. You know, you got Thurber's Ave, Eddy Street area. You know, you got videos of Water Place Park kids, people doing. And these kids have to walk by that place to get home. So just the environment for Coach Washington to keep kids in them schools, in them buildings. Him, Jay Addison, Charlie B-Ball up there in Woonsocket, because these coaches are in some tough environments. And that's why, like, salute to what Coach Washington is doing over there at Central. And he's not playing. Yo, and I think you're going to like what Central has coming up. That's a fact. But I think that's about it for tonight. Let me look at a couple of these. Oh.
Then he made fun of me and how much money I make, which was hilarious because he was way off. And I just thought it was funny because he was wearing like New Balance dad shoes. Meanwhile, I got a pair of Jordan Lowe's on and he's like, he's making fun of me. So,
here it is. The knee's down, right?
Did his knee touch the ground? I don't know.
Most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
That's what it is. All right, everybody, man. Thank you. I hope I covered everything as far as all these coaches, man. But shout out to everybody holding it down, man. Shout out to anybody that's going up for these jobs. So we already know we're going to see either what? Stringfellow? Who thinks it's going to be Stringfellow? Raise their hands. Stringfellow? Who else could it be? Sylvia? I got it written down. Sylvia and the dude from URI, Jim Maselli, I think it was, which his resume is definitely quite impressive. He was the head football coach. He was the head football coach at Bryant from 98 to 04, I believe. And I think he was at Georgetown before being an assistant at URI. Yeah, I'm going to post a newsletter from the West Warwick School Department about, it says, the purpose of this message today is to notify you of a difficult matter that has occurred. Yeah, I think I mentioned that. You know what? Let me put this up on the screen now so y'all can read it before I let y'all go. So now we're just interested to see who is going to be the coaches over at EWG. We know his former staff members went for the job. They didn't get it. And now we know it comes down to three people, Stringfellow, Sylvia, and Jim Maselli, I believe, a URI assistant coach. Let me see if I can actually get. Let me see if I can get this up here. Now I'm definitely gonna post the West Warwick. If you go to Facebook, go to West Warwick Concerned Citizens, and it's up there, West Warwick Public School Superintendent Newsletter, and it talks about allegations of inappropriate behavior by one of our employees towards a student at the school. Upon receiving this information, the employee was immediately escorted off school property and placed on leave. Any allegations by a student of this nature and disturbing and are taken seriously. You bet your ass they taken seriously. The district is taking these allegations very seriously. So it says that they launched an investigation. West Warwick police were notified. And definitely big shout out to David Haskins, man. Dwayne Haskins, man. Rest in peace, dude. Very sad situation. I guess he got out of his car and I heard he ran out of gas, but who knows? Whatever the situation, he got hit by a dump truck. Hope it's worth all. So rest in peace to him. I can't play that because Michael Bell Bivin DeVoe, they'll copyright strike my ass. I already did that, so we out. A paranoid, I can't sleep with pockets deep.
got rest on me. Why they watching me? I'm pushing P. I'm pushing P.
Pushing P.
I'm pushing P. Push your P. Yeah, push your P. Turn me up. Turn me up, P.